Good morning, and welcome back to another segment of Tiara Tuesdays. It is your host, your favorite scholar, Tiara, and I'm so excited to have you all back listening with me today. As of lately, I have talked about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Frederick Douglass, and Hank Aaron. As I continue to learn information, I continue to spread information. 2 weeks before the death of Hank Aaron, he received the COVID-19 vaccination. He received this shot in order to show Black people that it is safe to take the shot. Now, I don't have to tell you that there is clearly a link between him getting that COVID-19 vaccination and his death 2 weeks later. Please consider that as you consider injecting yourself with this vaccination. Today, I want to talk about Madam C.J. Walker, continuing our knowledge on famous African Americans in history who have promoted great success for us. Madam C.J. Walker was the first African-American female millionaire. She was born December 23, 1867 as Sarah Breadlove to enslaved parents. She became free because she was born right after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. She was the only one of her siblings that was free. I believe that that's not by accident. She was supposed to be free to share her gift with us, and I'm so excited that she was free. She became the first female millionaire by establishing her own hair care product known as Walker System. Walker System was originally for African American hair only, but it began to develop mainstream attention. Madam C.J. Walker understood the need Black women faced with growing their own healthy hair because she suffered from a scalp condition which caused her to go bald. She used a negative experience to create a positive life for herself, which is why I wanted to discuss her with you today. She plays right into my continuous message of working towards your goals, striving for nothing but success, and bettering your mind. The Walker System consisted of products to stimulate the scalp, which in turn promotes healthy hair growth, such as lotions, hot oils, and hot combs. It completely transformed African American hair care as we know it today. She began selling her products at first from door to door, then to locals in her community. Her products actually helped strengthen the hair of Black women, and with its emphasis on health, she acquired worldwide attention. It was this very distinction which separated her from her competitors. Madam C.J. Walker went on to share her success by hiring Black women she referred to as beauty culturalists. In the early 1900s, when work was scarce for African Americans, especially women, she employed and uplifted Blacks by encouraging them to get back to their own communities, and then she rewarded them with bonuses when they did so. The name Walker was actually inspired from her second husband, who encouraged her to establish this business, but unfortunately the two divorced after she became more and more successful and he became more and more jealous. Personally, as an African-American woman, I am so thankful Madam C.J. Walker established the Walker System because it completely transformed my hair. I'm somebody that suffers from dry hair and dry scalp, so I need lotions and hot oils, and I definitely remember that hot comb being used as a child to straighten out my hair before ponytails were being installed. So thank you, Madam C.J. Walker. I can say with the confidence the world would be a much nappier place without you. Madam C.J. Walker went on to donate her wealth to African American charities and organizations. She also invested money into scholarships which were awarded to women who attended the Tuskegee Institute. She donated money to the Black YMCAs and other notable organizations which promoted Black history. In 1919, she unfortunately died at age 51 from hypertension. Today, we continue to remember her for her empowerment, independence, philanthropy, and legacy. By becoming the first female African-American millionaire, you've opened the doors that history has closed for so many African-Americans. Madam C.J. Walker, we thank you. In further honoree of your legacy, Netflix has created a mini-series called Self-Made, which I highly encourage you all to watch. It features Golden Globe and Academy Award winner Octavia Spencer, who I just love so much. Don't forget to follow me and like this video, share, and comment. I have created an Instagram page which markets my writing services as well as my podcast. You can go ahead and befriend me on Instagram at Tiara L. Christopher. if you know of anybody who needs a writing coach, please refer them to my direction. As always, I highly encourage you to donate to me as well. You can donate as little as a dollar, but I highly encourage you to donate more. I want to send you off with a quote and a video. So first we're going to do a quote. I am not ashamed of my past. I am not ashamed of my humble beginning. I want you to understand that your first duty is to humanity. I want others to look at us and see that we care not just about ourselves, but about others. Madam C.J. Walker.
If you truly want more out of life, chances are you're not really going to fit in anywhere. I mean really fit in. Because the majority of people settle for average. And if you don't drop down to their level, there's going to be conflict. They won't like the fact that you are committed to your dreams because it reminds them that they gave up on theirs. One of the biggest reasons most people don't follow through with their dream life is fear that they will be left out if they achieve it. This may be conscious or unconscious, but most people give up. Not because they can't make it, not because they aren't capable, but because they are surrounded by people who have settled. Don't want to see you succeed because that would remind them that they didn't.